The investigation into the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon have resulted in the arrest of one man, the search for a second material witness, and the detention of 25 others the FBI hopes may have information related to the 19 Middle Eastern men identified as the hijackers. The single arrest took place in New York. Yesterday, President Bush, for the first time, identified Osama bin Laden as the prime suspect behind the conspiracy, but so far, no hard evidence has emerged to connect the hijackers to bin Laden or the many terror networks linked to him. NPR's Mike Schuster has been following the investigation, and he joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Leanne.
Tell us, bring us up to date on the people who are in custody. What do you know about them, and how might they be connected to all of this?
All right, let's see. The man who was arrested in New York was detained at Kennedy Airport. He was carrying a false pilot's license, and sources have been saying that he's not willing to cooperate with authorities. The second warrant is for a material witness in the case, and the search for this person also appears to be concentrated in New York. That's about all we know about that at this point. There are 25 others who are said to be in custody. They seem to have been detained in the sweep of the past 5 days by federal agents looking for people connected to this. Mostly the detentions are on immigration violations. But there are two among them that have aroused a special suspicion. They were two men with Muslim names seized at the Amtrak station in Fort Worth, Texas, and they're reported to have been in possession of knives and box cutters, which were used by the hijackers to seize the planes, and also $5,000 in cash. What we know about them is that they boarded a flight on Tuesday morning at Newark Airport, and Newark, of course, was the origination point of one of the flight that eventually crashed in Pennsylvania. But their plane was grounded in St. Louis after the attacks on the World Trade Center, and they got on a train and were picked up in Texas. There have been no formal charges against them so far, so it's not clear whether any of them are really suspects. And there have been some similar detentions of a few like them in Minnesota and New Jersey.
Is the FBI looking for anyone else?
Yes, many more people. There is a list of about 100 names that have been sent out to all police departments in the United States, all the FBI field offices, other federal agencies, and the airlines. The Department of Justice is saying it's planning many more arrest warrants. Now, there's something important here. It has now become clear from numerous published reports in Newsweek, the LA Times, and the New York Times that the FBI was looking for two of the hijackers for several weeks before the attacks last Tuesday. This came about as a request by the CIA, which had been trailing those connected suspects to the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen last October. The CIA had identified Khalid al-Midar, who was on the plane that left Newark and crashed in Pennsylvania, as someone who had been seen meeting with a suspect in the Cole attack sometime in January 2000 in Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia. The CIA also identified Nawaf al-Hamzi, an associate of al-Midar. He was also on that plane. And those pursuing these two had some reasons to suspect that they had entered the United States. It's not clear why. The Immigration and Naturalization Service was alerted, and the FBI was asked to search for them. They were believed to have entered the United States in Los Angeles using Saudi Arabian passports. Both men may have lived for a while in San Diego, according to these reports.
Investigators hope to get some information from the black boxes in these airliners. There are reports some of them have been found. What do you know? Are they getting help?
Well, we know that two cockpit voice recorders have been found and one flight data recorder. The two cockpit voice recorders came from the crashes in Pennsylvania and the Pentagon, the flight data recorder from the one in Pennsylvania. The cockpit voice recorder from the Pentagon was badly burned, and it seems that there are doubts about how much information can be gleaned from it. They've been sent to the manufacturers to help analyze them. So we don't exactly know what might result from the investigation of those recorders.
About this idea of conspiracy, what is known about bin Laden's connections concretely?
Well, the news of the search for al-Midar and al-Hamzi before the hijacking is the first specific information to emerge publicly about a connection to bin Laden's networks, which are believed to have carried out the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. Other law enforcement officials are being quoted as saying they believe the man arrested at Kennedy Airport, the first arrest in this case, has a direct connection to bin Laden. But there's been no confirmation of this and no additional details. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft did say that a kind of clarity is beginning to emerge about the plot and those involved. And it is certainly, upsetting for many to learn that the FBI had identified a couple of those who were on the planes and were actually looking for them. That's about all as far as the direct connections to bin Laden.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thanks very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Leah.